Hello, Holes,
and welcome back to another episode of
Happy Little Holes, the podcast, with your hosts,
Cloho
and Armando Cava. Truly a podcast all your holes can enjoy. Welcome back to a very sticky, slimy,
fucking sweaty as fuck.
Because I have so many words. Because there's sweat, but we're not going to talk about sweat today on Happy Little Holes. We're talking about cum. We're talking about that fucking penis snot, that sex boogers, that love nectar, that man custard, the devil's moisturizer. We're talking about that fucking.
Wait a minute, before we did this episode, because I was like, what should we talk about today? We actually had a bit of a powwow. Have you been sat there thinking with about your fucking rolling tobacco? Like, what could I call it? I've got to think of all the taglines. I was like, where are these coming from?
Like, I know. Improv, baby, improv.
What? Okay, so the devil's, what did you just call it? The devil's
moisturizer. We're talking about the devil's moisturizer. But it was you that brought it up. You picked the subject for today's episode.
And, yeah, it's very important to me.
Why don't you tell the listeners why you picked this fucking subject?
Because I seem to talk about cum for a living, okay? Not only in my, like, work life, but in my relationship. I feel like I talk about cum with my boyfriend, with my friends. Cum is really on my mind most of the time. And I don't fucking understand. And I really wanted to like have like a male's perspective on it.
I feel like you're Oprah and I'm like Dr. Oz. Like, yeah. Just this talk show or like Dr. Phil, whatever, just coming in. It's like, we need another fucking, an expert's opinion on the cum here.
From the female
standpoint.
We actually do. And it flabbergasts me. Not only that people are scared of their own cum, because there's been so many times that someone's come on me at some point or in me or on my eye or whatever. And even if I put a tissue down, like from wiping the cum out my eye next to the man who's just fucking done it, he's like, oh, get away, the fucking devil cum. And I'm like, that's just come out of you. So first of all, that's fucking awful. No one kisses me after they come in my, I've swallowed the cum. Okay.
This right off the top, we're going to specify that this is specifically a cis heterosexual male problem.
Like,
this is clearly them, because anybody else who has a penis is completely fine.
Do you think it's because they just don't like the taste of it?
They think it's gay, okay?
Oh, like,
I've been wrapped up in the manosphere, and I've been seeing all the bullshit that people are trying to say for masculinity, being like, oh, yeah, dude, if, like, you look in a mirror and you adjust yourself, that's kind of gay. I'm like, oh, wow, having a perception of self is gay, or, like, caring about the planet is now gay. And it's this very fragile masculinity, and I think it stems from that, of, like, come... I don't know. Like,
I can't possibly drink my own or touch my own or sniff my own cum, because that basically means I love cum and I love dick, and that means make things okay.
Well, I mean, technically, I mean, men, you know, penis owners, when we masturbate, that's kind of gay. You're playing with a dick, you know.
Yeah.
You
know, don't touch your own fucking dick then. You fucking dickhead.
You're excited to go home and touch your dick? Like, oh, awfully fruity of you, bro.
Yeah, shouldn't you get one of those fucking hand extenders so you don't actually have to touch your own pee?
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? Have you ever seen those people who literally just don't touch their own dick because they think it's too gay? So they like have one of those little, they put it on a little thing on it and they just like, whoop, 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 whoop. Right, okay, so that bothers me. Second of all, the other thing I'm wanting to like discuss with you today is women's cum. Women's cum and like how women cum, because there's so many different ways that a woman can physically come. I feel like a man physically comes in less ways than a woman. I don't know. What do you think?
I think stereotypically we assume that. I think the reason why men in particular...
It doesn't come out of your butthole, does it?
When we're talking about men, we're really talking about the cis heterosexual.
Yes, this is what we're talking about.
We're talking to cis men. Yeah, when we're saying men this entire episode, we're really talking about this type of man.
Yes, this is what we're talking about. Absolutely, yes.
So I think with these guys, I think there's such a lack of male sensuality and learning to appreciate your body, and not just saying like, oh, when I get home to masturbate, it's just I'm going to put on like fucking porn and I'm just going to wank and that's the end of it. have a nice day. I'm going to take my, like, my fucking 10 minutes, however long. It's not a thing where you really, like, I guess, indulge more in your imagination. Like, if I'm going to read, like, erotica, or if, like, I'm actually going to see this as a session of, like, I really want to treat my body and not just one part of my body.
Well, that's how they think of Cam. They actually think of Cam as a real treat because they spend more than just 10 minutes and they interact with another person on the other side.
I know, but they're interacting with another person. I'm talking about with themselves when they're alone.
Just when they're on their own.
Yeah, like to actually buy a toy for themselves.
Yeah.
And not just, you know, like a fleshlight, which is always like, or something that has to look like, you know, like the Turbo Pussy 9000 with like Bluetooth enabled labias and like the ultimate like cum dumpster retractable that goes into like the fucking dishwasher. Like, no, actually like taking time and being sensual with yourself and having that release and building up to it. Or just, you know, yeah, just being, not seeing it as like a duty or like, yeah, that's
a necessity.
A necessity, or just like you're just going to the end. You just want to reach the finish line. You're not enjoying the journey. That sounds very stereotypical, but that's what it fucking is.
Yeah, but that's what, like, that the kind of preconceived notion of what sex is for a cis, like, heterosexual couple is just the guy needs to get to
the guy needs the to end. Penetrate, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, we're like, yeah.
Yeah. And that is a huge fucking problem. But, like, when it comes down to girls coming, ejaculating, because women fucking can, that gets overlooked. So talking about cum today, I feel like a man, so I was talking about man as in a man, the way we're talking about it today, is it's much more important, however they're scared of it, and women get overlooked. I can't cope with the fact that squirting, like women are like, say to me, oh, I can't squirt. I can't. Because that's also women not taking time for themselves and figuring themselves out. Like you talk about men doing the same thing. Women don't do that either. I feel like, yeah, obviously there might be a mental block there. However, it is perfectly, it doesn't mean you've got something wrong with you if you can't squirt. You know, it's not like you're missing a body part. It's more about mental mind, body connection. That's all it is.
I think it also, like, what's popping into my mind, I think there might be individuals who are capable of doing it solo and that it's their own thing. But when it comes to being with their person,
yeah,
a person, there might be that element of stage fright and having that need to please the other party, which seems to be the stereotype, especially in heterosexual couples, like, gotta make sure he comes because otherwise the sex doesn't count and blah, blah, blah. So I think that kind of plays into it of like it ends up being a bit more of a spectacle and leans on that side as opposed to being a fun experience together.
Yeah, you're right. And I think that the amount of times that in my personal experience when I have squirted with another person there, it's like the guy literally gives himself a pat on the back and starts like clapping himself like, yeah, oh yeah, I did that. Like, you did fucking nothing. I gave you all the instructions you fucking needed. It was like a map. I did everything.
Well, it's also,
you know,
like,
I mean,
the guys who get very, you know, like the same guys who I imagine are too scared of their own cum or to even like have any of it on them above their chest or near them, I think are the same people who get intimidated by their partners pulling out sex toys during sex.
Do you think that they're one and the same?
I think they're one and the same.
When
my partner, if I fucking bust a load and reach fucking heaven and fucking just come in her mouth.
Yeah.
I'm going to kiss her like it's like the cover of Gone with the Wind. I will fucking deep kiss. It doesn't bother me. That shit doesn't bother me. Also, you look great sucking dick. Oh, my God. I love you. I want to kiss you. I'm not going to be like, ugh, go clean that up. Or like, go use some fucking mouthwash. Or rah, rah. Like, that, I think, is it's back to like that whole like fragile masculinity.
But I've been with guys who don't like kissing after having come anywhere near your mouth, but will fuck you in the ass with the biggest fucking sex toy, use all the sex toys. I've had both ends of the spectrum.
It's not them.
Yeah, maybe it's not them, yeah.
And also, those men, if you're a guy and you won't kiss your partner after you fucking come in their mouth, natural selection's coming for you. I don't give a shit. And if you're there saying, if you're there trying to convince yourself, like, no, my fucking girlfriend, she doesn't want me to do that. I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. Hey, well, your girlfriend probably listens to my fucking podcast. And we are here talking about this shit right now. And go fucking do it, okay? It's not, your lips aren't going to melt off like acid. It's fucking just cum. And it's your cum.
It is your own cum. And do you know what else? Right. Is there a kink? We should have actually looked this up before we did the podcast. Is there a kink about cum eating for men on their own cum?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
What is the kink called?
I think it's just cum eating.
Cum eating.
Yeah, you know, there's cream pies. I know there's people who I've been with partners who really enjoy using cum as a lubricant.
Yeah, I love that. Love that.
That's like, yeah, like talk about like nature's honey right there.
Yeah, so fucking good. And it's so useful. And you know what? I think it's actually better than lube, because lube always gives people BV.
BV.
Bacterial vaginosis. And everyone knows this. If you've got a vagina, if you're a vagina owner, everyone's had BV from the worst fucking lube. And cum doesn't give you BV. So guys, use the cum.
See, this would be a good time if we had a sponsor for a lubricant, which we could just plug it. So please do your research on your lubes.
Yeah, please do. And water-based only, everyone. No colors, no fragrances. All of that gives you problems.
Do the vegan stuff. Don't do the fucking horse shit of like the scented, like, you know, strawberry shortcake thing. You can. I just feel you're going to like... I don't know. It makes my taste buds fucking die inside.
Yeah. And if you're doing it just for like oral and then that dick isn't going in any hole, fine. Like if you just want to make it more pleasurable, fucking go for it. But to put any strawberry shortcake in your vagina, absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
And also, let's be honest here, pussy has to taste like pussy. Like it doesn't have to have that fresh new car smell or like pine tree or whatever. Like, you know, if you're with a guy and the guy's like, I won't go down on you unless we use like this fragrance or whatever, dump him. Just fucking dump him.
Right. So someone put on it something about like
I'm sorry,
wash.
I'm feeling very like feisty today.
Yeah, you are, aren't you? You're being
I'm really I have zero patience for this type of shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But like, I really want to get down to the nitty-gritty as to like, how can someone, if they're really scared of their income, right? How can someone get over this problem?
If you think that you don't want to taste your own cum,
yeah,
I'm speaking to the boys over here,
yeah,
because you think it tastes bad, or you're gonna say like, it's bad, it tastes like, I don't know, like whatever. Reevaluate your diet, because that does play a little bit of a role.
Does it actually though? Do you know what I mean?
A smidge. Are you gonna sleep with a guy who just eats meat and never eats vegetables? If he comes in your mouth, are you going to swallow that? No, you're not. I look at your face. Look at you like, yeah.
It's like my cheeks, it like vibrate.
It's like hot dog water. It's like, you don't want that.
No. No. But is that whole like myth about eating pineapple and then like.
I'm not saying just like eat pineapples before. I'm just saying in general, it's just nice if you just.
Don't eat meat all the time.
No, yeah. Eat, you know, like reduce your like meat intake. Drink lots of water.
Yeah. Stay
simple
hydrated.
I'm not telling you to go to the gym and be like, transform yourself. I'm saying, hey, just fucking drink some water. Eat some more veggies and greens and stuff. Come on.
Yeah, just make it pleasurable for everyone. But I mean, like, so, I mean, I've had it where a person's been scared of eating their own cum, but it's fine to eat a woman's cum, which is good.
I think the reason is because men don't realize it's cum.
Do you think?
I'm pretty sure it's this like dumbass reasoning. They don't.
Well, they think it's like piss, don't they? They think that oh, it's like
not
20%
this, but they just
piss.
Think you're just wet. They're just like, oh shit, you wet as fuck. Like, I think it's just that they don't realize like that's cum. That like creamy stuff that's forming. It's cum.
Yeah, it's cum. Exactly.
Like, that's cum. People. Yeah. Come. Everyone comes, regardless of gender. Everyone comes.
Everyone fucking comes. And we love it, but why are we scared of it? And I feel like there is a kink, actually. I was looking on here. Well, not a kink, but it's like CEI, which is cum eating instructions. So after a man is like been edging forever, this is normally what happens on like cam. Then he'll want CEI, which is like exact precise direction as to how to eat his cum. So it could be with a spoon, it could be in a bowl, it could be like literally like so many different things on food, in food, like whatever. So that is a massive kink. And I've actually noticed that there's a lot more people online wanting that at the moment. So that's fucking wild.
So wait. When you're saying that on cam, are they saying for you to eat your own cum, or are they asking... Are they trying to role play that it's their cum that you're eating?
They want to eat their own cum, and they want to, they want a woman to dominate them and tell them how exactly to eat their cum.
Yeah, see, that's hot. See, that's hot. See, yeah. Cool if you'd be more open about that, fellas. Like, that's hot.
Yeah, they love that. They fucking love it. They love jerk-off instructions, cummy instructions. What else do they like?
It's so funny how, like, among men, I've never heard guys really talk about this, but it's always when it comes to being with, like, a sex worker, they'll say anything. They'll say exactly what they want. But also, guys, start talking about this shit. It's okay. Everyone's got their kinks, man.
Yeah. And even if you are in a relationship with a sex worker, even when we're talking about sex all the time online, I do find it quite easy to kind of transition from working and talking online about whatever, because I'm so open and they want to know and they want to talk to me, to then in your everyday life, you're like, so why don't you fucking let your own cum? And they're like, people, like a normal muggle man will be like, like literally red flag. Like, this girl literally wants to talk about cum. That's wild. Like, I have struggled with that quite a lot. And this is probably why I wanted to bring it up on the podcast today, is because, you know, you can talk to people via a sex worker client thing so easily. But when you're in your own relationship or in your everyday life, people don't talk about this shit. They don't. No. It's like,
you should, though. It's wild. Definitely should. Like, especially if you have, like, a longtime partner, just fucking talk about it. They'll be into it, most likely. You'd be surprised. Or at least there'll be a moment like, hey, let's try it out. Maybe we can find a halfway point, depending on what level you're talking here. If it's like, I need to come in a champagne glass and I want you to say, God knows what, like, fucking sing the national anthem while you drink it. Okay, talk to your partner about that shit first.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, so what, okay, this is getting down to the nitty gritty. What is the craziest, in the craziest way you've ever eaten your own cum? Intentionally and unintentionally.
Okay, I'll give you, which one do you want? The intentional or the unintentional?
Boom!
Okay, no, you have to, like, okay, I'll go for the unintentional. All right, unintentional. I once was jerking it, and I don't know, like, I got distance, you know, not to, like, brag. I got some distance. So I ended up hitting myself in the face.
Yeah, I love
just that. Just because of the angle.
Yeah.
And, like, it was on my beard. It hit me. And then, you know, there was that curiosity of, like, I was like, oh, okay. And, like, that was it. I kind of sat there confused a bit, being like, what just happened? Because you just come and you're like, oh. And then after you're confused because you got hit in the face.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of like, oh, man, now I got to clean up. I got to get myself the rag for myself. Like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's happened to quite a lot of guys. Like, I've had a lot of men tell me stories like that. Like, have you ever hurt yourself in the face?
It happened where, like, it's been on my hands during sex. And if, like, you know, I want to taste my partner, I'll lick my fingers and I'll get, like, a load of myself in there. Just be like, hey, we mixed it up. It's our cum. Cool. We made something. Yeah. It's art.
It's art. It has to be. I think that, I'm just thinking, like, if I've ever, I mean, I've had it like a ricochet off something. Do you know what I mean? It ricocheted off. That's happened to me once before.
Tell me how the cum ricocheted. What did it ricochet off of?
I think it was off someone's chest. So, obviously, they're bent over me, right? And then, and so I came, and then it literally came, I came on their chest, and then I came on my own face, because it ricocheted off. It was a lot. It was really warm.
I'm picturing, like, a fucking, do you remember in high school those, like, physics examples? Like, calculate the angles of this trajectory. And it's like that, and, like, that's, like, the little diorama of, like, if you come at this angle here with X amount of force, and it goes off to this angle,
honestly,
what's the force, and then what angle is it going to arrive on the
face? And it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da, I'm saving the face! No, it was actually I was quite shocked how warm it was. I was like,
it
hot.
Is warm. I think that also surprises people. I think, because, like, I remember when I tasted my gum, I was like, yeah, that is, like, that's body temp. I was like, that's really body temp.
Yeah, but, like, warmer. It's proper, like, pissy gumdrops. Right? Everyone thinks it's, like, actual piss. And I can see why, but it's clear. It's really clear. Yeah. And it's not, I mean, to be fair, actually, and this is a fucking wild story. You know when you pee after you've had asparagus?
Oh,
and
my it's God. Like a,
right. Think about that. So there must be an element of piss in cum because the same night I had asparagus, I came and then it smelled like asparagus. I was shooketh. It shooketh me to the core. I could not believe it.
So change like all the sheets and all that? Because oh, I would
always have to, yeah. But the thing is, now I realize, like, obviously because it is such a, it's not like a dude coming. I mean, I'm sure a dude can fucking lose their shit. But when it comes down to squirters, and my squirters out there will know that you need a wet room. You need a wet room. You need to be safe.
The walls
and nothing is safe. Like, literally, I have,
get
like,
ready. Have extra sheets on standby.
Yeah.
If your mattress is going to, if it's going to seep into the mattress, if you really know this is going to happen,
yeah,
get like a plastic tarp to even put under the sheets. It might make crinkly noises, but at least then it's a bit like more reasonable on your skin.
Honestly, we own a million fucking mattress protectors because it's just necessary. But I mean, I would also say,
do you think that's why old people?
Shit.
Do you think that's why old people just fucking wrap all their furniture?
Well, because they
up?
Piss themselves.
No, that's no, I was gonna say because they squirt. Because like the reason why you go over to grandma's house and everything, like the couches are wrapped in all that like airtight plastic, is not to preserve the couch. It's more because like Gam Gam's a squirter.
I thought that actually literally made me throw up in the mouth a little bit.
Yeah, next time you go see Nana, it's gonna have a different type
like,
of meaning.
Nana,
now.
Why do you take these covers off? You don't have that much sex, do you? Oh my god. Bio.
Damn, Nana, you a bad bitch.
Oh my god. Oh, to be fair though, we do have like a special little towel that we put down on things. That's quite good to put down. Maybe it's like waterproof. But I would say changing the bed is a fucking hassle. Just go on the floor. Just lie on the floor do you know what I mean? It's nice and just put a little towel down on the floor, live your life. The bed.
How mad are you going to be, Chloe, if I change your name in my phone to like SeaWorld or like Aqua Park?
Fucking, I will take it. I will fucking take it and wear it and live it every fucking day of my life. Yes, I will take it. It is a hard cross to bear, but I bear it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Hey, man.
Fuck, do you know what I mean? But okay, did we do the unintentional cummage? Now
the intentional cum tasting cummage.
Yeah.
Was with one of my partners, like you're in the throes of it, and it was one of my favorite activities, a nice cream pie. The bakery was open.
Love
and
that
then,
shit.
After she told me, like after like I just came, she was like, I really want you to go down on me. I really want to like come, I need to feel your lips on me. And I just went direct. There was no waiting. So I tasted her cum, my cum. Didn't bother me. Hey, cream pie, I got a sweet tooth. I want to get you off. Doesn't bother me at all. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And some people find that really hot. And I can see why a lot of cishet males would find an act like that very, I guess, would make them feel insecure of doing that. I guess it feels for them. I don't know if it's a question that makes them feel like they're being dominated, because if you always look at like mainstream porn, how like what is the money shot?
Yeah,
what is always the money shot.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And personally, I don't like coming on people's faces. Like I'll do it if I'm asked, but I'm not a fan.
Why
body
not?
I don't know. It just is like I find it's a weird gesture to like midway to pull out, get up, they get on their knees. Like I find it's like a weird little quick thing, and I feel like I'm on the clock, and it doesn't give me anything to have
more.
You under me like that. It doesn't do something for me unless we're doing like, you know, like a power play, sure, but in general it doesn't, it's
yeah,
really
it does take a little bit of like nifty fucking gymnastic work, like
a little bit, yeah,
yeah. And it's just, it doesn't distract from the moment. I'm definitely down for that.
Your intentional moment now. What was your intent?
I've swallowed my own cum.
Yeah, intentionally. Not like a ricochet physics book problem, like an actual fucking...
I don't think I have intentionally. I don't think
well,
I ever have.
You're going to go pour yourself a pint and then send me a message about it.
I've intentionally like taken cum out of a hole of mine and eaten it. But like, but like someone else's cum. So technically I must have... Could have had my cum in there as well. No, not if it was my arsehole. So no, I actually don't think so. I don't think I've actually intentionally ever swallowed my own cum. To be fair, I don't think I would intentionally want to do that. It wouldn't turn me on. There's a lot of it and it's everywhere all at once. It's like Actually, I'll fucking take that back.
I want my fucking beard color to change due to pH levels. That's something I want.
Stop it! That's wild! Fuck! Your pH balance should be neutral down there anyway, women. Okay, can I just say?
Change my beard. I want to be a ginger. I want to be a ginger now.
You know, that's why some men have some little gingery tips around their mouths because they've licked so much pussy in their life. And not just good pussy, bad pussy, because if it's got a bad pH balance, it's bad pussy.
Do not shame those individuals. They might not have known.
Yeah, but they need to go to the doctor because I'm sure it really hurts. You've got bad pH balance.
I'm not qualified to give an opinion on this.
Okay, basically, you've got to have a neutral pH balance to have a healthy microbiome down there. If you've got spikes in your pH balance, we're talking thrush. We're talking bacterial vaginosis. We're talking general vaginosis. Like, it's not nice. It means that you'll have a very angry, sore UTI problem down there if there is an imbalance in pH.
Are we talking about a very high imbalance, or what if there's like a slight imbalance?
If there's a slight imbalance, you'll feel it. Yeah, 100%.
Educate me.
I mean, I think, right, so basically, I think it was like literally the best post, because we talk about her all the time. She posted something about FemFresh, which is a wash that women use, FemFresh.
Isn't it supposed to, like, not be good to be using all this?
Well, apparently your vagina is self-washing, you're self-cleaning. The inside is. The outside doesn't clean itself. So we're talking, like, if something's between your legs and you're walking around all day, it's going to fucking stink. Or you're going to need to wash, right? With soap. And I think women who are like, don't put soap inside, absolutely not. Like, who puts soap inside a hole anyway? So FemFresh is for the outside, or a wash that has no soap in it, because soap can alter your pH balance. So you need to find a wash for the outside lip area that doesn't, because obviously it's going to go in a little bit. Like,
wouldn't it then just use a regular, if it's the outside part? I know this sounds like, all our educator friends are probably listening to this being like, look at these two tits.
Honestly, I know about this. Trust me, I have enough BV in my life to know.
Okay, so would you then wash, like, I guess it would be good to also, you know, for foreskin cleaning and such, that you would use a soap that is, I guess, gentler on the skin and has a neutral pH, like kind of what you would use to wash a recently done tattoo.
Yes. But because the urethra, is that on a man as well? Yeah, it is, isn't it?
The pee-pee hole?
Sorry. Yeah. Am I saying that right? Like, Lily, I don't know.
Yeah, the heat is getting to me right now. I'm sorry.
The pee-pee hole. The pee-pee hole of a man and the pee-pee hole of a woman is the woman is a much bigger hole. Okay, there's a lot more can go in that sucker than can go down your fucking little hole of your penis. So don't worry about soap getting in that hole. You've got to worry about the soap getting in the vagina hole, because it's a big fucking cave down there, girls. And I'm sorry, but shit goes in there. Even if you think it's not, it is. It's going in. So anyway, don't alter that pH balance. But sometimes I have known men who have got, you know, soap down their pee-pee hole.
I can tell you from experience, like, I now, when I wash myself, I am very careful of what I'm doing. So all the penis owners out there, don't use that high chemically charged shit. Like, try to get, like, once again, same thing with your lube. Get the stuff that's more vegan, non-animal tested stuff. Yeah. Please do that.
Yeah. Your microbiomes of any kind will fucking thank you for it.
Yeah.
And so will your partners, because no one wants to have a funky pH going anywhere near funky pH. I'm sorry. It's just not pleasant.
I want
that
funky pH. I want to fucking change my beard.
He wants a ginger beard. So, okay.
Give me a ginger goatee. I want in the next, that's my 5-year goal, that when I grow my beard, I have brown hair, but just the goatee and the mustache, aka the fucking flavor saver, I just want it to be red. I just want it to be this nice whiskey fucking, you know, like Ronald Weasley.
The litmus test. Your litmus lips. It's going to be fucking bright red. Oh, no. Okay, so basically, summing up, guys, don't be fucking scared of your cum.
I think, first rule, don't knock it until you try it.
Yeah.
It's your own fluid.
Yeah.
Listen to your partner. Talk with your partner. And if you're still sitting there being like, I'm not going to eat my own cum, what kind of man do you think I am? One that's probably going to get fucking dumped if you continue this fucking shitty behavior. Because I have zero patience. I know. I'm usually nice, especially on my show. I'm very like, hey, how's it going? We accept everyone here. But that fucking behavior, I don't accept. So.
Yeah, I mean, Amano, we always say don't judge anyone, but Amano is judging you.
I'm passing judgment.
He's
today, I have
you.
The fucking gavel, okay? I'm putting away the Mr. Nice Guy shit. I have the gavel. I'm the judge, jury, executioner. Eat your own cum. Eat your cum out of your partner's fucking holes. Fucking have fun. Jesus Christ.
We love cum on Happy Little Holes. And fucking, if you love this episode on cum, please rate us 5-star on Spotify.
Yeah, give
and
us
fucking,
5-star.
Fucking 5-star it. Because who does, if you don't, it means you don't like cum. And then we're fucking dumping your
ass. And then we're
going
to find you. No, we can't find you. We actually can't see who can leave us the reviews, but we'll try to find you.
Yeah, we'll find you. We'll find you by our fucking Happy Little Holes every week and shout you out. But we love you all. And we will see you next fucking week on Happy Little Holes. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. That was fucking wild one.